It's Deanna here from Cherryville Photography. One of the things that we get asked more than anything else from our clients is, how much coverage do we actually need? When booking a wedding photographer, a wedding cinematographer, a lot of times you have to know, when does the photographer start? And it's not entirely always very obvious. If you don't go to weddings every single weekend, if you don't plan weddings all the time like we do, you know, how would you possibly know? Now, while all weddings are different, there's a somewhat similar flow to most weddings. So if you think about it, you're going to get ready for your wedding. You're going to be getting dressed. Your groom's going to be getting dressed. And then you're going to have a ceremony. You're going to actually get married. Then there is a cocktail hour, a break before your actual reception, your party begins. And then there's the reception. So that's your typical wedding. You get ready for your wedding. You get married. Then you have a big party. So now when you go to actually break it down into photography coverage, if you're getting married on site, you're getting married at a venue that provides locations on site to have your ceremony, your typical on-site wedding is 5 hours from ceremony through to cake cutting. They typically do the cake cutting about an hour prior to the end of the night. So that's all the important stuff, ceremony to cake cutting, and that's 5 hours. So then there are some other little things to think about. Do you want to make sure your photographers are there for your entire night, there for all the shenanigans that happen, you know, after the cake cutting, after maybe some of the older guests, your grandparents go home and some of the crazy times start happening. So is it important to you that you have your photographer there to capture that? We love it. It's great fun. But, you know, some people are like, eh, you've been here all night long. It's just not that important to us. Some people are like, nope, those crazy shenanigans are literally the best part of the entire night. Please make sure you capture that. So if you want to make sure you have that last hour, obviously that's going to be an extra hour of coverage. So that takes it from 5 hours to 6 hours. We were talking about an on-site wedding ceremony. If you're not doing an on-site wedding ceremony and you're getting married off-site, you're going to have to account for that. So a typical church wedding, you want to allot a solid 45 minutes. Even if your priest or pastor is telling you, it's a quick ceremony, it's, you know, 30 minutes or so, you have to understand you're going to have to leave the church or the temple or synagogue. Then your guests are going to have to leave. A lot of times girls do bubbles. So you want to allot a solid 45 minutes just for the ceremony itself. Then you have to account for travel time, getting back and forth. And quite often the bride and groom are going to want to take some pictures there. So you want to give yourself, you know, roughly an hour for ceremony and some nice pictures following, and then whatever that commute time is. More often than not, it's somewhere within a half an hour. So you got somewhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours if you're getting married offsite. Now, another thing to think about is a first look. And for anybody who isn't familiar with what a first look is, it's when the bride and groom have a private moment with just each other before the ceremony. It's a really sweet moment. It's kind of the only time during the entire day that the bride and groom are going to be alone. So rather than that traditional not seeing the groom until you walk down the aisle, you see him before your ceremony. And what couples like about that a lot is then you take all of those pictures before the ceremony, and that leaves the entire rest of your night to have a great time. Enjoy your cocktail hour, go to the party, and you know you kind of have taken care of all the formalities ahead of time. Full disclosure, I didn't do a first look. One of our head photographers didn't do a first look. We just are kind of romantics at heart and just like the idea of not seeing our husband till we walk down the aisle. Another head photographer that we work with did do the first look, and she said it was the greatest thing in the world. So highly personal decision, and you'll know what's right for you. Now, you might be wondering, how is the first look timeline exactly broken down? So you should know that in wedding land, wedding venue land, when you say we're doing a first look, that doesn't just mean the time that you're gonna see your husband prior to the ceremony. That means to all of your wedding vendors that you're taking all of your formal pictures prior to your wedding ceremony. And the way that's typically broken down is the first 5 or 10 minutes or so are literally you seeing your husband for the first time. It's really sweet. It's super romantic. I'm reliving all the first looks as I'm talking to you. So it's nice. It's very, very nice. But it's quick. It's just that private little moment. Then as your wedding party comes to join us, we'll probably take a couple more photos of just you and your husband. Then your wedding party photos are about 20 to 25 minutes. If you have any family members there, we'll also take their photos, those family member pictures, and then we'll wrap up with you and your husband's photos, which are going to take somewhere between 35 and 45 minutes, depending on the venue. Always want to be done with your pictures 20 minutes or so before your wedding ceremony. You know, nobody wants to be taking pictures right up until the point when they walk down the aisle. You're going to want to use the restroom, get your stuff together, and then just relish in the moment because you're getting married. And that's just so super exciting. We've been doing weddings 15 years now, and we still get butterflies. I get butterflies when I work on all the images, just seeing it. It's awesome. We love it. But I digress. So if you're doing a first look, you want to add 2 hours on. So to recap, ceremony to cake cutting, 5 hours. If you want that last hour of coverage, that's an extra hour. If you're having an offsite church ceremony, synagogue, temple ceremony, another 2 hours or less, depending on how far away it is. And if you're doing a first look, another hour and a half to 2 hours. Now, finally, the last thing to think about is, did you want getting ready coverage? Most girls want getting ready coverage. It's kind of fun. You're with all your bridesmaids. Your mom is there. You girls are having your mimosas. You have your robes on. It's a good time. It's fun. We get to photograph the dress while it's still hanging up. You know, when we photograph weddings, we always do it with two photographers. So our other photographer is with the boys. They're having their drinks, doing their shots or whatever sort of nonsense they're doing. And it's a good time. It's fun. Now, if you're a nuts and bolts person and you're like, this is great information, way too much to process, please just tell me what I need. No problem. We can do that. If you're having a simple on-site wedding and you just want us there when the ceremony begins and leave after all the important stuff happens, the cake cutting, that is 5 hours. If you're having an on-site wedding and you're doing a first look, you want to add 2 hours onto that. So that's 7 hours. If you want to make sure that we're there for the entire night, that last hour, that's going to be 5 plus 2 plus 1. That's 8 hours. If you want some getting ready coverage, that's going to be another hour. So that's 9 hours. So your typical on-site wedding is with a first look is going to be between 8 and 9 hours. Sometimes 7 hours, but for the most part, people pretty much go with 8 or 9 hours. If you're getting married off-site at a church wedding, churches, for example, your ceremony will be at 3 o'clock, cocktail is 5 to 6, reception is 6 to 10. So 3 to 10 is 7 hours. If you wanted some getting ready coverage, depending on how far away you were, if we started an hour before, that would be 2 to 11, 9 hours. If there's a bit of commuting, getting back and forth from your house to the church, you know, maybe 10 hours. So there's wiggle room, there's playroom and everything, but most girls will find themselves with either that very simple but elegant day, just 5 hours of coverage, ceremony to cake cutting. Lots of girls like to do the first look with some getting ready coverage. Falls into about 8 or 9 hours. You're getting married off site, you know, maybe 10 hours or so. And then sometimes, you know, you've just got a lot. You maybe don't live terribly close to your ceremony location. There's a big gap of time in between, or maybe you're stopping off somewhere before. And then, you know, your night's going long. Your night isn't ending until midnight. So, you know, maybe you got an 11 or 12 hour day. We've personally done 13 hour days. We've done weddings where it was just a huge bridal party. It was just a great party. And I think we started at 9 and the wedding went till 1 a.m. So that was pretty long. Most weddings aren't that long, but it's pretty flexible. But that should pretty much help you pin down how much coverage you're looking for. Now, if you are good enough to be interested in Cherryville photography, we happen to have packages that kind of fall in line with what I just mentioned. Everything can be customized, so we don't have to actually know exactly how much coverage you need. We just need to know that your date is in the book, it's not going to get taken by somebody else, and we'll pin down, you know, the timeline as your date approaches. So I hope this was super useful. I have a tool on our website that discusses what we went over at www.cherryvillephotography.com. You can click on rates and it'll show you that wedding day worksheet. Go ahead and feel free to screenshot it, save it, use it as a tool even if you don't end up going with us. We hope you go with us. We love doing weddings. It's our heart and soul. There's nothing in the world more awesome than giving people tangible memories of the day they promised themselves to somebody. This is Deanna from Cherryville Photography. Fall in love with your images.